In the name of Jesus, amen. For whatever reason or personal shortcoming, I like to preach the nice short narratives of Jesus. But on further inspection, this chunk of an even longer discourse is perfect for the first week of a new academic year at a school like this one. It lays out a whole curriculum from the mouth of Jesus. Start simple. So he bothers himself with a simple child, even putting that child in the midst of all these big disciples to say, look, change to become like this little one, a child. Then you're great. Humble yourselves like this, because all grown-ups like you are just more accomplished liars, and so enter the kingdom of heaven. And with that do-nothing child, or any other little one who believes in me, Jesus says, as though the little children actually believe in him, Jesus, speaking, makes a church. Critical mass is just two or three, and there he is in the midst of it. For whoever receives one of these little ones in my name receives me. Huge words there. Jesus deals with even the littlest ones, the least consequential ones, puts his name on them, puts his flesh and blood God self with them, and declares them great, the greatest in the kingdom. They are. That's baptism. A reminder that in Scripture, all baptism ends up being infant or little one baptism, where even you turn and become like a child, whether you're already a baby or really old. Of course, many will fight you on that or ignore it. That's how it is in the wider community of faith, the church, where things get muddled quickly. So things may start out schoolyard simple like that, a child with Jesus' name on him, but quickly devolves into our messes and problems and complex communities, Christians behaving badly, like not receiving one such child in Jesus' name. There are plenty enough offenses like that for all of us to have a pile of millstones ready for our necks. And temptations to sin, plenty there too, on the internet, or just by showing up for class or at work today. Woe to the world for that, or woe to me if they come that way. Jesus speaks a whole new kind of serious to you. Your hands and feet are worth cutting off, your sin-causing eye worthy to be plucked out and thrown away. We'd end up fairly hacked up before it's all over. But hacked up is better than being thrown into the hell of fire, for sure. But far better is this. The Son of Man comes here with his name, gets hacked up and hell by the cross in your place for you, to save the lost. He's a shepherd, pastor, searching for determined stray sheep. Found one, receives and rejoices over you. For his Father in heaven, the one whose face the angels and archangels even here always see, does not will that any of these little ones or you perish. So sends his beloved Son with a name into their midst, our midst, where it is exactly like you heard and like you know. You sin against your brother, or he sins against you. For those who sin daily and much, it goes both ways. So you hold a grudge, push yourself to the front, start a quarrel. Are you a thief or just lazy? I am a liar. Lust lurks close, too. You miss the divine service for no good reason. Who needs those two or three or that name anyway? Do you see the ugly he's getting at? But Jesus, the shepherd, has his own ministry in his church, where all our severed hands, feet, and plucked eyes could be littering the aisles as object lessons for the kids, but aren't. His church and ministry run on mercy and blood and forgiveness to win the brother back, to seek the one sheep, so the full 100, the whole flock, are there, safe with the Father. See the sinner? Go and tell him his fault, though the very thought horrifies you, because he's at risk, and the law will work its certain death on him anyway. Maybe now he will hear Christ by you, or when you bring two or three along with, or if the whole church must finally pay attention to gain him back. But maybe he still refuses. That happens too. In all these things, the whole curriculum of Christ, God is unfolding on earth. For whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. There are real things such as unbelief and unbelievers and hell. But Jesus is teaching the 12 here and unleashing them with the gospel on earth, the gospel that creates faith in infants, that says, "I forgive you all your sins," and that defeats death and the devil at the altar. Christ loosing and binding. And so we conclude where we began, with Matthew chapter 18 and this service on earth, with the name of Jesus and two or three gathered, though he's more definite about his name being there than about any particular two or three or their level of sanctity. But see what high regard he has for you on earth. "There am I," he says, "and where he is, crucified, risen, and ascended, he really is. Body and blood among them," he says. And so it's simple again, amid our mess and sin at Kramer Chapel, first week of class, where Jesus is with his children, his little ones, and he calls you great. Amen.